You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
This is firefighter Kate McLaughlin talking about, this really kind of sets it up, and I think raised a lot of questions of, well, how accurate is your testimony going to be, being how much you're trying to distance yourself from Caitlin Albert? Let's take a look.
Ms. McLaughlin, who's Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
Somebody named Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
So do you know Caitlin Albert?
I do.
You're friends with Caitlin Albert?
I would say more acquaintances, not close friends.
So that looks a little bit questionable, especially as we learn more. And the reason that they want to try and discredit her is mainly because she's got this testimony, one of many, saying that, you know, she heard Karen Reed say, "I did it." Let's take a look at that piece.
She answered who the patient was, his birthday. I think she answered the maybe some of those initial medical questions that I asked. She was, but as I said, she's very distraught. She was kind of moving around the scene a little bit. So I was like just kind of following her. And then we came to a stop at one point, and I continued to ask ask one more question.
What was that one more question?
So at that point, I asked her if there had been any significant trauma that happened before this.
What, if anything, did she say?
So she said, "I hit him." She repeated it. There was a woman standing across from her who I believe at that point said, "You're hysterical. You need to calm down. You're hysterical." She repeated, "I hit him." And there was a police officer who was in that vicinity kind of with us who replied, "You what?" She repeated it one more time. And that officer then signaled to somebody, "Get Goody down here," which I'm assuming would be the sergeant.
So she went to high school with her, and she heard her say this. Other people heard her say this as well, but they're wanting to discredit her, and we'll take a look at what the defense has been arguing. What's your thoughts on this thus far? Does it make it something where, is this anything questionable of what her testimony is?
Not really. I mean, to me, there was so much in terms of what Karen Reed was saying put on from different witnesses. I mean, they started with two cops, Seraph and Mulaney, I think, where both those guys were there, you know, within the vicinity. And neither of them heard her say, "I hit him." Mm-hmm. You know, we have multiple people that didn't hear her say, "I hit him," and all of them are there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you have kind of a few of the EMT / paramedic / firefighter saying they heard her say, "I hit him." Ultimately, the way that's going to land with the jury is that I don't know how much weight they're going to give it. I think that the biggest takeaway that is also substantiated from the video is that Karen Reed was frenetic.
Yeah.
She was hysterical. She's running around like a chicken with her head cut off, screaming and yelling. She's clearly genuinely upset that John appears to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's going to be the bigger takeaway. And I think that any reasonable person, you know, that is kind of like, well, if I were to put myself in that situation where my loved one is laying on the ground dead, like I would certainly be, I'd be questioning, God, could I have hit him?
Yeah.
Could it like, yeah. like, you know what I mean? Like that is not an unnatural thing. I think that's the natural response. So I don't know how much weight that they'll give that,
mm-hmm.
Which then again leads to I am not willing to go so far as to think that they've been able to create some huge network
mm-hmm.
of a conspiratorial thing where they're recruiting departments that aren't law enforcement to join on in and to say certain things and risk their careers. Like,
yeah,
I'm not willing to go that far. You
in
know,
the heat so, of all this happening, this is supposedly going on too. I mean,
exactly.
That's what doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Trying to discredit Kate McLaughlin's testimony. Here's the defense of Karen Reed making a point about a picture. Talk about it on the other side.
Late last night, we received another photo where Katie McLaughlin and Caitlin Albert are standing next to each other in a photo at a baby shower in June of 2021, about 8 months before John O'Keefe's death. It's very clear to us that Katie McLaughlin perjured herself. And I wanted to discuss the issue of the admissibility of not only the photographs that we're now providing that we just received over the weekend.
Did she perjure herself or was it just you're at a baby shower? I mean, how many times have you gone to a party and you end up in pictures with people? You're like, who is that I'm in the picture with? And you don't remember their name or you remember like, I kind of know them. It doesn't necessarily mean they were conspiring, this big conspiracy going on.
Yeah. And I agree. But I think that she was diminishing the relationship, mm-hmm. you know, and the judge made an interesting ruling that they could describe the photographs mm-hmm. from socials, but they could not publish it to the jury, meaning they could not put it up on the screen yeah. for them to see it. And there were a few photographs. Additionally, after she testified, it came out like people doing their digging online found out that, you know, she was on the high school track team with Caitlin Albert. I mean, she knows her. She's a friend.
Sure.
I blame Lally, and I'm talking about the prosecutor, for just not saying to his client in terms of prep or his witness in terms of prepping or saying, look, own it.
Yeah.
Like, what is the big deal? Like, you're allowed to be friends with people, you know, and if I'm McLaughlin on the stand, I'm saying, yeah, she's my friend. But and I'd throw in there, if you're implying that I would lie about what I heard her say, mm-hmm. I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like I'd have her give some kind of response like that. Then you've like cured the issue,
yeah.
you know, and you've taken her out of peril. Whereas now they've been able to establish that she seemed like she was being a little slippery about it mm-hmm. and why I don't know.
Yeah. And it may just be natural human reaction of, you know, I don't want to appear that there's a bigger connection here because I know they're going to try and paint me as having a bigger connection. So I'm going to back away, which that comes across as kind of slippery. But at the end of the day, is it really? These just seem to be natural human relationships. These people all travel in the same circles. They may
small
not be
town.
Besties, but they certainly know each other. And they're likely going to be at similar parties and such, which I think a jury would easily understand.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.